We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Hey, how are you? Welcome in, Sports Radio WEEI. It's Christian Harkin. It's Megan Ottolini here on this Wednesday, the 18th of January. And also, not bragging, just saying, holiday party tonight.
Oh.
All the stars will be out tonight, like Ken Laird, he'll be there. I don't know, has anyone else actually RSVP'd this thing?
Yeah, I did. I said, okay. No, I'm not going.
RSVP'd yesterday.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I did RSVP. I said, sorry, this is so late.
I'm excited. I love holiday parties, especially ones that happen a month after the holiday.
I was going to say.
Those are my favorite. It should be a lot of fun. We're going out to a place very near and dear, special to my heart. And I'm not even kidding. We're going out to Marlboro, Apex Entertainment, which is the best place in the world. I'm not even kidding. I love Apex Entertainment.
I don't know. Can't figure out if this is a bit or not.
It's not a bit. We've done remote broadcast there, Jones and I. And he'll be, well, I don't know if, I don't know what's going on later, but I can tell you that we were there. And this place has go-karts. This place has bowling. This place has video games. This place has everything I like. You know what it's like hanging out with me. I like playing games. I like doing like stuff when I'm out. You know, like it's. I like to have activities.
Arkane likes activities.
Activities are a big thing for me when I go out. You know, like I enjoy activities. And the one thing about this this holiday party tonight is there's going to be activities all over the place. So even if you're there and you're stuck in a conversation with someone like Ken Laird and you're trying to get out of it, there's something to do. You just be like, hey, Ken, you know, this is great. It's been great, buddy, but I'm going to go play some Papa Shot right now, or I'm going to go bowling, or I'm going to do something else.
I've never been to this place. I'm excited.
It's really
for
fun.
For all the games. I got to ask, does it have the one that I care about, which is skee ball?
Yes, I think so. I'm not a big skee ball person, but what? I think they have skee ball.
Skee ball is so underrated. More bars with skee ball. Skee ball needs to be more heavily featured in the area. If you're going to open a restaurant or a bar, you need to have skee ball there.
That's dangerous, though.
That is dangerous.
The amount of drunks trying to lob the whipping those things around overhand.
Bowling alleys?
I don't know. They have higher ceilings of bowling alleys.
It's tougher to throw a bowling ball around the skee ball. Yeah, that's why it's tight. You know, like darts. Are those places where you throw the axe? You ever been to one of those?
I've never been to the axe throwing place. I'm trying to get into darts right now. It's like a winter activity. Not like competitively, but something to do at the bar.
Yeah.
I like darts. The issue is I'm a pretty sore loser. I've detailed this like a little bit before. I'm not fun when I'm doing something that I'm not good at. So I got to like work on it behind the scenes before I debut it in a social situation like the one we're going to be in tonight.
Okay. I believe there's also laser tag at this.
Wait, are you kidding?
I'm not kidding. I think there's laser tag.
Does it have to be like an organized thing, or can you just jump into the tag?
I think you can just jump into the tag.
It's not like, oh, okay, we have eight on this side and eight on that side and everybody line up. Let's go in.
Ooh, oh, you taking bets on blown ACLs at, I'm going to set it at 0.5. Somebody's going to hurt themselves trying to play laser tag.
Because I don't have my sneakers. I didn't realize this was going to be such an active outing.
Well, it's as active as you want it to be, I think, is the point. But that's what's going on later, so let's just get through the show.
They probably have darts.
So we can get to Apex Entertainment.
Twitch chat wants to know if you're going to be screaming ball in hand at the Christmas party.
I'll be screaming Dad's Night Out and ball in hand.
Do they have pool tables there?
Yes. Okay. There are pool tables
there. They probably
have
darts. Darts is obviously the new sport that's sweeping the nation right now.
They're both on nines! They're both on a nine! This is insane!
It's super popular.
I think they have darts too. I know they have pool.
Ski ball and pool and laser tag. They probably have darts.
They got everything you want. Anything you could possibly want. They got like video, they got NFL Blitz up there. Anything you could possibly want.
Full size Snickers bars.
Well, if you want to get shamed, I'm eating the Snickers bar before the show. Megan looks at me and says, "Are you eating a candy bar?" Like how my mother would say it to me right before a dentist appointment. And I said, "Yeah, I'm eating the candy bar." And it was I'm not capturing this well. It was more.
There was a tone in her voice. Of disdain in her voice. When it wasn't, "Oh, you're eating a candy bar." It was like, "Are you eating a candy bar?
Like, what is wrong with you?"
The first thing I said was the absolute shame in the tone of that.
It was just weird. I never see anybody eat a full size candy bar.
You've never seen anyone eat a candy bar.
Yeah, I just don't in my day to day life now. It's just not something that I see a lot of adults.
You need better friends.
You were eating chicken nuggets before that. I'm kind of worried about you. I feel like you're entering the Fourier zone.
What does that mean?
You know what that means.
No, he's still safe.
You broke a chair before the show started.
When that happens, then I will take your critique seriously. When I sit on a chair and the chair breaks.
Chicken nuggets, he's not in the danger zone yet. Once he starts getting into like 25, 30, once he starts having to carry the takeout bag with both hands, then we should be concerned.
Yes.
I think we're okay for right now.
And though. I mostly just did it to hurt Burger King in that Whopper, 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 Whopper song. That's my small way of fighting back.
Well, also, the McDonald's down here, like the one right by the
yeah,
station,
right down
is
the street
an all-time McDonald's.
It is.
It's really good.
Yeah. Whopper, no! Whopper, no! Whopper,
chicken, Italian, you said it.
I hate it.
I had to play it. When you say it, I have to play it. I'm compelled to do it.
All right. Anyways, what's going on here today? Some big news happened today.
Yeah. We are living in a breaking news world.
We are.
And I got to say, you know, I'm always very sad when football season ends or basketball season ends. But then when all the palace intrigue gets into play, this is almost as fun. It's almost as fun as talking about the games. I guess maybe because the games were so bad with the Patriots this season. Even when they were winning, it wasn't a ton of fun.
Yeah, except for those Bailey's Happy games. They were pretty lame.
You shut up over there, you. But the offensive coordinator situation. So we got the statement, the bizarro statement last week, that they were going to start interviewing offensive coordinator candidates this week.
Mm-hmm.
And now all of a sudden floodgates open late this morning and all the insiders are tweeting out the names of who's coming to Foxborough or zooming into Foxborough or already in Foxborough and going to be talking, trying to get this job. So we have at least three names so far. This is the latest, I believe, from Ian Rappaport. Can we get that, Ryan, when you have a second? Here we go.
We'll start with Keenan McCardell, the receivers coach for the Minnesota Vikings, who goes all the way back to the Cleveland Browns with Coach Bill Belichick. He received the Patriots requested permission to interview him. He will interview, obviously, a long, long history there for Bill Belichick. Then you have Bill O'Brien, who is certainly a prime candidate here. Most people believe he is the favorite, I would say, to get the offensive coordinator job. Not that anything is done at all. I'm just saying he has firmly established position as someone that many people inside the organization want back. Currently the Alabama offensive coordinator who is right now out recruiting. And then there's Nick Caley, who interviewed today. He is the tight ends coach for the Patriots. Considered a really bright young coach. And I think like a lot of Patriots coaches, very much under the radar. But outside the Patriots and in the league, including the Jets, who interviewed him for OC, someone who is really well respected.
So well respected that he's never been elevated beyond being the tight ends coach.
True.
And yeah, they don't right. even use the tight ends in the system they've been running. That's how well respected he is.
I know. You watch these tight ends this past year and think, man, whoever's coaching these guys, did someone promote him? Like, someone get that guy into a
so
coordinator
well
job right now.
That. I'm sorry. I think Nick Caley is a good candidate for the job. But that little last bit from Ian Rappaport, he's so well respected. And it's being echoed by all the other insiders
right.
who are reporting that. Oh,
someone who is really well respected.
Really well respected. So well respected that Bill Belichick looked at Matt Patricia, who's never done any aspect of that job before, and was like, why don't we just try this out?
I really respect this Caley guy, but I got a hunch this Patricia thing's going to really work out here. By the way, Darren Hartwell, NBC Sports Boston, not to pile on. Nick Caley, Patriots tight end coach. Caley is a well-respected coach in New England, is one of the team's longest tenured assistants.
Someone who's really well-respected.
Joined the team as an offensive assistant in 2015. Contract was set to expire this offseason. He has interviewed in New York for their offensive coordinator position as well. You know, you don't want to cross the family unless you do. A lot of guys left with Josh McDaniels this year. Nick Caley is well-respected, obviously, by the Patriots.
At this point, you can't say Nick Caley without saying the well-respected Nick Caley.
I know. You have to. That's just the way it is now. So the well-respected Nick Caley is option number one. The other option we heard there, Keenan McCardell, who Bill coached back in Cleveland all the way back in the early to mid-90s, right before the team packed up and moved to Baltimore. Keenan McCardell, who I remember with the Chargers, but he also played on those Jaguars teams, those really fun Jaguars teams with Brunell and Fred Taylor and Jimmy Smith and Andre Rison, and like those teams, like those were fun teams, and he was like the young speedster on those teams. I'll be honest with you, I don't know much about him and his coaching career, but sure, a guy who I hadn't really considered, hadn't really thought of that much. I'm not sure how much the connection there with Bill coaching him 30 years ago or whatever is important, but there always has to be some connection, doesn't there? Like, it can't just be some guy Bill's never met.
Before we get to that, and before we get to, there's some interesting stuff that people have put out there about Keenan McCardell today, mm-hmm. from back in the day, and his connection to Bill Belichick. But I got to talk more about Nick Haley, because he's been in this Patriots program for years now.
So, and yep, I know, really well respected.
Andy Hart's like doing backflips somewhere because he's getting to interview for this position. And I'm not saying that he's not qualified for the position, but what made him more qualified this year versus last year when he could have been elevated to the position last year?
Good question.
What is different? What has changed at all? Did he do some kind of apprenticeship under under Judge and Patricia, and that makes him better?
I hope not.
Seriously, is it that the Jets interviewed him? And the Patriots don't want to look like he's not well-respected here, so they have to interview him because the Jets interviewed him yesterday? Like, I, it's so odd that his name is now thrown into the mix after he was totally passed over last season.
I don't think it's that weird. I think they're just, the pool is more shallow now.
You think nobody wants to come do this job?
No, I think they want to promote from inside. I think that Bill wants to keep his guys, and he doesn't want to bring in some outside people. And so he looks around and says, who's the most qualified out of the people we have left? I guess it's Nick Caley. And so we'll talk
That's
about him.
That's how they're choosing this?
I would imagine that has something to do with it,
so
yeah.
So are they just throwing him in here as an internal candidate to say we're not turning our back on our internal coaches? Existing coaches?
I think he's getting realistically considered. I think that he's getting considered, and this is a realistic thing. I don't know if he's going to get the job or not, but if the Jets are interviewing him, that tells you already that there's some kind of market for his services.
I need to play this out. He's getting realistically considered this year.
Yes.
And he wasn't realistically considered last year, or he was realistically considered last year, and Bill Belichick still looked at that situation and said, Matt Patricia is better for this job than Nick Caley at this point in time. Like, was that just because Matt Patricia was going to go along with trying to implement this West Coast style of offense and the outside zone running schemes and all this weird stuff that Josh McDaniels and probably Nick Caley behind him had told Bill Belichick in the past, we don't have the coaching staff or the personnel to implement this kind of offense? And so he was like, well, Matt will do it. Matt Patricia is my best friend. He'll agree with me.
He'll
we can
do
coach
it.
This up together. He's really smart. You know, he's an engineer, an aerospace engineer or whatever. He'll be able to implement this. Like, thinking, I don't understand where the Nick Caley aspect is coming from, unless it's just looking like, hey, we gave him a chance here. He's well respected here, but if he goes to the Jets, that's the next step in his process.
Yeah, I think it could be as simple as that. And I also think that you're talking about promoting someone from a lower position as opposed to, I feel
that's
with Patricia
how
and Judge.
Work.
Yeah, but Patricia and Judge came over here. They had gotten fired as head coaches, and then they were brought in and sort of elevated to jobs that maybe they shouldn't have had. But
yeah,
they
great observation.
Thank you very much. They came, but you know what I mean? They came, so it was a step down for them being head coaches and then going to offensive play calling. So that's a step down as opposed to Caley to be a step up. You see what I mean? Like, it's sort of a different kind of promotion.
Why would that be a bad thing?
I didn't say it was a bad thing. I'm just saying.
That's how they've always, like, we talked about Nick Caley so much last year because it followed the formula that Belichick has always followed with his offensive coordinators. In terms of elevate, almost always, in terms of elevating guys from these different positions.
Yeah, and I'm
positional coaches.
I'm fine with him going back to that, and if he thinks that Kaylee's the right guy to do it, then fine. But I also sort of get the idea that, well, you have this ex-head coach. Let's make him a coordinator. He's got to be good at that. He won't have to do all this stuff. He can just focus on one thing. And he thought that that would work with Judge and Patricia, and it clearly didn't. So now maybe they're going back to the old way. Or maybe it's just as simple as they want to keep another in-house candidate, which is what I tend to think it might be. 617-779-7937. There's your phone number, and there's some candidates for you. We left one off the list because you already know who it is. That's Bill O'Brien. We'll also talk about how desirable of a landing spot New England Patriots are for a potential offensive coordinator. There's a lot of other teams out there. We'll do all that right after Ryan Garvin's trending.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I don't think there's a question that Bill O'Brien is more than amenable to coming to the Patriots, that he wants to. Will he want to go someplace else more because of money, opportunity, autonomy, whatever, ownership? Has in the past shown an interest in Bill O'Brien. I was able to establish by folks close to Bill Belichick that he would absolutely like to work with Bill O'Brien. I went back and found some comments that Belichick made about O'Brien in 2016 about how much he learned from him, how much he enjoyed working with him. O'Brien has made it clear he wants to return to the NFL, and I've been told specifically by folks around the team that that's who they want to do the job. So does he get it? Do they work it out? Don't throw the babies yet. Don't throw the babies ever.
Don't what now?
Throw the babies.
Don't throw the babies.
Don't throw the babies.
That was because Gresh, I believe that was from Gresh and Fauria yesterday, yes. And Gresh has some saying where he's like, people are going to be throwing the baby as
throwing
a celebration.
Baby.
I mean, I understand kissing babies. People say like, oh, you got to kiss the baby.
Don't
like,
throw the babies ever.
Politicians do that.
Right.
Shaking hands, kissing
babies. Who throws babies?
A lot of people on Instagram.
They just throw their baby?
You don't see that? Oh, look, best daddy ever. And they have their spouse throwing the baby up.
You know, my baby, I pick him up and I spin him. He does like a 180 in the air and then I catch him. He's facing the other way. Thinks it's the funniest thing in the world.
That's like, that scares me when I see it on the beach. I feel like I should shout, like, what are you doing with that baby?
Yeah, definitely. Tell people how to raise their kids. That's a good thing to do.
To eat the babies.
Good, especially in public.
Yeah, call him out in front of everybody.
We got to start eating babies.
Okay, well, do that later. And
don't throw the babies ever.
Don't throw them, I guess.
Ever.
According to Tommy Curran, don't ever throw the babies, especially at the beach. And also, Bill O'Brien, best guy for the job, and wants to be here. And it's not a question that he would join the Patriots. Belichick wants him. Ownership wants him. He wants to be here. There was also this after the baby-throwing controversy that Curran had said about O'Brien being the target. But Belichick, is that just a one-target guy?
My conversations was indicated to me that while O'Brien is certainly the target for Bill Belichick, he's never a one-dance partner guy. He's going to look at it as this year exhibited. There's a lot of guys who could do that job. I mean, he's now got the lowest bar possible in terms of experience established, but whether it be Chad O'Shea or Mike Kafka, that'd be a lateral move, of course. I'm just throwing out names of guys who, look, Nick Caley, he's going to interview with the New York Jets for an offensive coordinator position.
So one thing that sort of bothered me about that is the idea that the Patriots could look at last year and say, you know, there's lots of people who can do this job. Like, no, we found out last year there's two people in particular that can't do it, that just cannot do it. They try it. They couldn't do it. And I don't know. I know what Curran's getting at, and I'm not suggesting that he is a mouthpiece is trying to say, you know, the Patriots think that anybody can be the offensive coordinator. Obviously, they don't. But I do wonder, is Bill O'Brien the best candidate for the job, period? Does he have the best credentials? Is he the best offensive mind that's out there? Or is he just the best friend of Bill who's out there? You know what I mean? Like, is he just the best guy in the inner circle, the best sort of one with a closeness to Belichick and a familiarity with the organization that the Kraft's already like, and he's already been here and he sort of knows some of the ropes and all that? Is he the best person for the job, or is he the best candidate that also checks all those other boxes? And are those other boxes maybe more important here? Because if they are, then I think that they're going about this search all wrong.
It's a fair question, especially given what we sat through over the last year. From Chad Graff from The Athletic, he pointed out the only coordinator Belichick has ever hired who didn't previously work for him was Greg Schiano.
Yeah.
He quit before the season began.
He said, see ya.
Yeah, he was like, I'm not about this. But even, so you look at Keenan McCardle, who is the wide receiver coach for the Vikings.
Mm-hmm.
So his history, I think you mentioned that he played for Bill.
Yep.
When Bill was in Cleveland. And back in 2005, Tommy Curran tweeted this out. It was excellent reference. A 2005 Boston Globe article in which Bill Belichick spoke at length about how much respect he has for McCardle. He said, I have so much respect for Keenan. I'm really proud to have coached him. I'm not saying that I developed his career or anything. I don't mean it that way. I just mean what he brought as a player, his work ethic, his attitude. He's a really special guy. He said he really understands route techniques, has a very good understanding of the passing game and great hands. So wherever you throw the ball to Keenan, he's going to catch it. Could be behind him, low, high. It really doesn't matter. He goes on. He has one of those bodies that can twist and turn pretty fluidly.
One of those bodies that just doesn't quit.
Yeah, exactly. So he makes a lot of those coaches look pretty easy, even though a lot of guys wouldn't be able to make them because they just be too stiff to get around. I mean, he really goes on and on about, I think that he has to be one of the great stories in the NFL to come where he came from, 10,000 yards in his career, and within a year he'll probably be in the top 15 all time. I don't know, whatever it was, a 12th round draft choice. Are you kidding me?
So, he was a 12th round pick in 91. That's true. And he was not ever considered to be anything. I sort of remember him as like a speedster. That's right. Like at the end with the Chargers, like he was their main receiver. They also had Tomlinson and like Antonio Gates and those guys, but he was the main wideout. And I remember him being just like a burner, even at like 35 when he was playing there. So all that stuff that Bill said about him, great. He coached them, didn't want to take credit for his career or anything, but I'm just going to throw that out there anyway. That was funny. And, you know, he's obviously doing a great job in Minnesota with those wide receivers. Well, so, they've been a high-powered offense for a few years.
Yeah, before Minnesota, now. Just his track so far. He mm-hmm. coached for Washington for 2 years and yep. got fired. But that shouldn't really tell you much because it's the most dysfunctional franchise in the entire league. Then he coached for the Maryland Terps for a year with Steph Diggs. Then the Jags, and then the Vikings.
Okay.
So, and he's been a wide receiver coach all the way through. He hasn't coached any other positions. I don't know if that's something that sticks in my craw. It was something that I wrote that I had to raise an eyebrow at, because you would like somebody as an offensive coordinator to be really well versed in working with quarterbacks in terms of where Mac Jones is in his development, unless you were going to bring in someone who's like such an ace or whatever as his quarterbacks coach in addition.
Right.
But that's where Bill O'Brien makes sense, because he's worked with so many quarterbacks, worked with Tom Brady, would also probably be your de facto quarterbacks coach. So you kind of kill two birds with one stone there. I don't know if that's the case with Keenan McCardle. It's been wide receivers all the way through.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, I think with, like, I like Bill O'Brien a lot, but his tenure here, he was only the offensive coordinator 1 year, I think, right? I think he was just the offensive coordinator in, like, 2011. But, like, the whole time he was here, like, he sort of cut his teeth on those 07, 08, 09. That's when he was sort of an assistant.
Very similar rosters to this one.
Oh, yeah, very, basically the same. Like, I'll tell you, let me put it to you this way. If Matt Patricia was the offensive coordinator in 07, they would have been fine. Like, that was the one team that even he couldn't have ruined. Like, if you had, if you put him there and he's coaching Brady and Moss and Welker and Dante Stallworth and Ben Watson and all those guys they had on the offense, then I think even Patricia and Judge could have probably gotten that team to the conference championship game at the very least, if not all the way to the Super Bowl like they got there anyway. So, you know, like, I remember his time here, and I remember him going back and forth, giving it to Brady on the sideline, and sort of all that stuff. But bringing him back here now into this situation, it's hard to picture that.
Well, going back to your original point there, and I wanted to lay out a little bit of who Keenan McCardle is, because I'm not sure that everybody is super familiar with him. I wasn't. But he's a friend of Bill. He's another friend of Bill. Maybe not in anywhere near the inner circle where Bill O'Brien has been, or where Matt Patricia and Joe Judge currently are,
right,
or Nick Haley being in-house. But these are the three candidates that we have so far. We seem to have a clearer picture with Nick Haley and Keenan McCardle that they are scheduled for interviews this week, if not right now. Bill O'Brien, the only information we really have other than that report from Curran about the interview process with him is that he's a candidate.
Yeah.
We had got that at the end of a tweet from Ian Rappaport. And these are all, nobody's coming from the outside. And I wonder how much that concerns you.
Yeah.
With these three candidates. Do you want to see more candidates? Do you want to see somebody from totally outside the system?
Yes. I'd like to see his candidates, at least, who are outside the system. Doesn't have to be the guy who gets the job or whoever, but I would like to see some people who are not connected in any way. And McCardle, I mean, he did play for Bill, but he's not part of his coaching tree. He's part of Mike Shanahan's, and I don't know who in Jacksonville was his guy there, but, like, he's part of other coaching trees. He doesn't have that sort of Belichick thing. Like, he played for him, but lots of guys played for Bill. I don't necessarily equate that to the coaching tree thing. That's why I think, what's his name in Tennessee?
Vrabel.
Like, Vrabel is a great example. Like, he played here, but he's not technically on Bill's coaching tree. He never coached for him, but you sort of consider him a Bill guy. I think the fact that he's been more successful than a lot of the coaching tree guys is not a coincidence either. McCardle, I think, would be good. You know, someone like Coach Hype at Tennessee, Heupel there, who turned that whole team around in a couple years. He's someone I'd like to see. I've heard, you know, other college coordinators get tossed around. Bill O'Brien's a college coordinator currently right now. You know, like, I think that there's certainly other names out there that you can look at, and it doesn't have to be anybody who's connected to Belichick. Is certainly not as close as the way that Bill O'Brien is. But there's also the question of this. Is this a place that a free agent, you know, offensive coordinator or someone like Keenan McCardle, who's a promotion away from that, is this where they're looking to go?
Next question.
Is this a place where they sort of look at and think, you know what, I bet you my career will really take off here in New England running this offense. Here are the other teams right now who may be in the market or are definitely in the market for an offensive coordinator. Number one, the Chargers. I don't think it's even close. If you could be the offensive coordinator of the Chargers or the Patriots, you'd have to be on drugs to pick the Patriots, wouldn't you? I mean, come on. That's not even a question.
You're living in L.A. You're coaching Justin Herbert.
And Austin Eckler and Keenan Allen and all those
guys. The only thing I would worry about is, like, the stink of desperation around Brandon Staley.
That's true.
Where it's like, this is my last chance.
Well, you'll be in line for a head coaching job, right, pretty soon. Because
that's true.
He's not going to last. So the Chargers, an easy one right there.
The Chargers, I will say, and I don't know, it's obviously a cush situation there. But they don't have fans. Like, they don't have fans.
I guess.
They might have the smallest fan base out of the entire league. And they share a stadium. They essentially, like, rent a stadium out from the Rams.
So you could go out there and do a good job, but nobody would really care.
Exactly. Like, every game that you play, it's going to be the other team's fans.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, probably.
They don't even have their San Diego fans who didn't show up, you know?
Is that, like, true? Is the San Diego people just abandoned the team? I don't know.
I don't know what's going on. They didn't support the team enough while they were in San Diego. I don't think they're going up to L.A. to see the team that they wouldn't go see because, like, it's another sunny day in San Diego.
Superchargers, maybe. Maybe. Maybe that matters to people. The fans aren't rowdy enough.
I feel like that would matter.
I'm not taking this job. Your fan base is awful.
I'm just throwing it out there.
You guys don't come bother me in restaurants and, you know, ask for my autograph. Nice. This sucks.
I'm out of here. Walk down the street without anybody knowing me. A near perfect situation.
Going to the beach with my family and no one's like, hey, hey, I know you.
Listen, this is what I would have done on 3rd and 3, okay? You got a pencil, take notes.
Yeah, I'd much rather be at Revere Beach with a bunch of guys in jorts running up to me going, hey, hey, hey. You're the new offensive coordinator. So there's the Chargers. There's also the Rams. Rams need a new offensive coordinator because their guy left to go to Kentucky. Again, you know, you got a team there with a pretty loaded offense when they're healthy.
No quarterback.
They have a quarterback. He's just hurt.
Okay, great.
We'll see when he gets back. We'll be back next year.
Big future for Stafford.
Let's see. There's the Tennessee Titans. You want to be the offensive coordinator for them. Not a lot of wide receivers, but you got a pretty good running back there.
Tannehill, Mac. Yeah.
I'd say a little more promising with Mac, but you don't have Derrick Henry here, obviously. Washington. Washington offense, which
don't
is interesting.
I like the Washington offense. How can you like the Washington offense?
I like their wide receivers. Curtis Samuel.
Yeah,
I love Terry McLaurin.
McLaurin is great.
Yeah.
Of course.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I like about him.
Robinson?
I like their tight end. Who's their tight end? I sort of remember them. What's his name?
Do they have a good tight end, or am I bugging? I think you're thinking of somebody else because what they have is ownership probably changing hands. They're not going to have a stadium. Their stadium is crumbling. And they don't have a quarterback. Like, they have Carson Wentz.
They don't have a quarterback now.
Taylor Heinicke is going to go somewhere else.
Logan Thomas is who I was thinking of. Who they got, I think, from Detroit. But
I don't
think
that's someone to, like, backflip over.
Maybe not. 323 receiving yards. And one touchdown.
Okay, well, maybe he's
not that good. That gets you all excited.
I do like their
receivers. They have yet to tap into his potential. Clearly.
Their receivers are better than yours. They're better than New England's, right? I mean, am I wrong? McLaurin and Samuel right there are better than, they'd be the top two guys in New England, I think.
McLaurin, I feel like, is closer to Jacoby Myers than you'd want to say. I think you're just too close in bed with Jacoby Myers to appreciate.
I'm too in bed with Myers to appreciate him?
Yeah. Like, you're too close to the situation here.
Maybe he's better than Samuel, but he's not better than McLaurin. Myers?
Yeah. I mean, McLaurin's good. Don't get me wrong.
A playmate. Like, he's a game breaker, that guy,
He's a stud, but he's not like you're talking about. You're talking about all these other players from outside like they're, you know, a top three receiver.
He's not a top three receiver, but he's better than New England's. That's all.
Okay.
And the rest of the offense, you're right. Nothing special there. New York Jets. New York Jets need an OC.
Again, who is your quarterback?
Big question.
I love your car. Where's the engine? How am I supposed to drive? The wheels are nice. Windshield. I love the paint job. What is your engine? How does this car drive?
Let's assume, because Woody Johnson came out and said, we will spend at quarterback this year. He came out and said that. So let's assume that it would be anyone from Lamar to Derek Carr to Mike White, all right?
Okay, like, those are pretty different scenarios.
It's like gold, silver, bronze, basically, right there. Any one of those three, I think, you know, with Lamar Jackson, anybody would want to be his OC. Someone like Derek Carr with that offense, with those players and those skill guys around him, I think Derek Carr would do good in New York. I do. I think that would be a good spot there, and I think a guy who looks at that team and looks at who they have, you got to have the quarterback in place, obviously.
Yeah, I'm going to make that dude's life hell in practice every day.
Yeah, if you don't get cut.
I would love it. You're going to make Lamar Jackson's life living hell? Like, it wouldn't be great from a Patriots standpoint that Lamar Jackson
Hold
is
on.
In your division.
You're talking me into feeling like this is a great destination.
The New York
what
Jets?
You're actually
the
doing.
Patriots?
No, the Patriots.
Oh, the Patriots.
Some of these other jobs suck.
How about the Indianapolis Colts?
Yeah, again.
The Patriots have the number one position.
Like, you're talking about, like, oh, or you're going to lose out your coordinator to Washington or Indianapolis. Like, no, other than the Chargers job. And I, you
Chargers
know,
or the Rams, come on.
Tennessee is a good job, but you don't go anywhere. Like, as long as Tannehill is the quarterback there and that's the system that they, where they just run the ball, and you're going to make it to the playoffs every year and you're not going anywhere.
Well, they didn't make it this year, but you might. Listen, I mean, with a new offense and some new players, maybe you could. Here's the
is
last
that coming
one.
In Tennessee?
An interest, I don't know. Here's the last one, and I
well,
think
you
this
say
one.
That, hey, with a new offense and new players in New England,
well, you
you're
got
coaching
some...
under Bill Belichick with a young quarterback who was a Pro Bowler the year before.
Oh, and how do you do the, how do you do the last
that's
year?
What, but I'm saying. Like, if you're going to make
that
argument, that
Bill Belichick's there.
Oh, a lot of coaches care that Bill Belichick's there.
To run the offense.
If you don't think that that is something that still, that the shine has worn off on that, you are crazy.
An offensive coordinator is going to come to New England because Bill Belichick's the head coach?
Yes, Arcan.
Really?
Yes. Absolutely, yes.
Other
are you
Bill
nuts?
Other than Bill O'Brien, like, who is that a big draw for? And not
the
like
young
the Chargers.
Coaches coming up.
Yeah.
To get to be able to learn. Yeah, that is like within that
to be able
fraternity
to learn offense
of coaches.
From Bill Belichick?
To be able to coach under Belichick and be able to be in the building and be in the meetings and everything. Like, on the one hand, I'll talk about how guys who have been here, guys like Nick Caley, who are maybe they don't have the closest relationship with Belichick. And they've been working the long hours and it's just tougher than other points in the league. But if you're coming from the outside and you're trying to get momentum upwards through the league, yeah, they want to work for Belichick.
I don't know. A whole lot of guys left with Josh McDaniels, went to Vegas, Mick Lombardi, all those guys. They didn't
guys
care
who had
about
been
staying
here for a while and they weren't going anywhere here.
And decided we don't be in Belichick. And Lombardi's a friend of Bill's. There's a
yeah,
whole
don't get
family
me
thing going
on, his
on there.
Pops.
One last team, Arizona. Now, that's sort of an interesting one, I think. Arizona's obviously going to need an offensive coordinator. You got a quarterback who's a bit of a diva, but you do have some pieces in offense there.
The job was so bad, the man bought a one-way ticket to the head coach bought a one-way ticket to Thailand.
Mm-hmm.
Like he pulled, like he
and their
had to
offense
leave.
Was still better than the Patriots' offense last year.
They had a they he had
so
to
what
leave
does that say? You keep
country.
Talking about this like the Patriots were good on offense.
They
the Patriots' offense was a disaster
because
it was
of
a
the
joke last year
because of the offensive coordinator. I would say 75% of that was the offensive coordinator, and the other issues that reared their heads were born out of the offensive coordinator
okay,
situation.
But all anybody who's interviewing and applying for that job knows is the last two guys who were doing it are now laughingstocks because the offense was a laughingstock. I don't know. I don't know if that makes the Patriots seem like a very desirable place
they
with or without Bill Belichick.
They were before that. It's not like they came in and everybody was like, oh, wow, these promising young coaches coming up. I wonder what kind of system they're going to implement because they're known for being coached under this person
that's
and that person.
That's what Bill thought. That's what
it's
Bill
like
and
a defensive guy's calling
crazy.
Offense. You know, he's...
617
calm down there, man.
617-779-7937. That is the phone number. Let's take a quick break. We'll get to your phone calls right after this.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Sports Radio WEEI, Christian Arcan, Megan Ottolini, Arcan and Mego here with you going until 6 o'clock. We'll be joined by Dan Orlovsky here at 3. Looking forward to talking with him, getting his take on Wild Card Weekend and the Patriots coaching situation. So we'll do that in a few minutes. In the meantime, if you had to put the New England job on the list ranked with all those other teams as a desirable spot, I guess it's kind of hard to do this because it's sort of incomplete. We're talking about these teams who may not have the same players
yeah,
or the same quarterback
time,
right now.
In
real time right now, where would you
okay,
put them on
so
that list?
So wait, I'm looking at Chargers, Rams, Patriots, Washington, Jets.
Tennessee,
who else is in there?
Colts and Cardinals.
Colts and Cards. All right, so I'm definitely going Chargers, Rams, just because I think the LA of it is still a thing.
Yep.
Chargers, Rams. I feel like Tennessee and Patriots are in a lock. There,
okay.
Around that 3-4 spot, and then everybody else. I still put Cards below both of those teams.
Yeah, that's about where I am too.
Because
and I think
anytime that your last head coach, who was supposed to be an offensive genius, got ran out of the country, and has like just gone to Thailand to live out for however long. One-way ticket.
One-way ticket to Thailand. That doesn't sound like a little weird.
I know.
Okay.
Right? Okay, I thought that too. I was like, it's like a questionable look.
It's like, you could go anywhere, first of all.
Sounds like you're on the run from the law.
Don't need a one-way ticket. Yeah,
he's
either.
On the
like,
run from people that want him to be a coach.
What are you, Gary Glitter? Like, what is this?
Yeah,
like,
exactly. You
know? Like, relax, dude. Isn't that what he got in trouble doing? Like, one-way ticket to Thailand. That's usually you're doing something weird. 617-779-7937. That's your phone number.
Clear blue water there. That's why.
That sounds nice. The question, though, for Bill O'Brien, if that's who you want, do you want him because he's best for the job or because he's the best friend of Bill Belichick for the job? That's a question that we posed in the last segment. Let's go to the phones here. 617-779-7937. David's in the car. Go ahead, David.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Great show, as always.
Thank you.
So I want Bill O'Brien because I do believe he is best for the job. But here's one thing about Billy O'Brien that I think most people, I don't know if they're seeing it, they're overlooking it. Billy does not want to come in here to be an offensive coordinator and be content with that. He wants to come in here and he wants to have an investment on this organization, meaning he wants to be the guy to be considered for the head coaching job in 2-3 years when Belichick decides to move on. If he gets any hint, any kind of thinking that he's not going to be that guy in 2 or 3 years, that will prevent him from coming here. He's not going to come here for Gerard Mayo or somebody else to take over that role. There's no way Billy O'Brien will come in for that. And this is why I think it's taken a while.
Thanks for the call,
David.
I'm not going to pretend like I know what is weighing on his decision or what he's thinking about or anything else. But you remember, we talked with Tommy Kern about this, and I sort of asked him that. I said, if O'Brien were to come here, would he want certain... would there be
assurances?
And Tommy's like, I can't answer that. You know, it's not something that I want to even speculate on. So,
but
if
it's
something
that's really developed over the last couple days.
Definitely.
We still haven't heard that there's been a deal, a new title, whatever, reached between Patriots ownership and Gerard Mayo. Mm-hmm. Like, they put out the one statement that they're working towards a deal. And then we haven't heard anything officially since.
When he canceled those meetings, I thought,
it's pretty
all right,
telling.
Well,
yeah.
I guess it's probably going to be any day now, and it still hasn't happened, yeah.
I think the thing is, though, with Bill O'Brien is that even if it's intriguing to wonder about, okay, you know, is it going to come down to Gerard Mayo or Bill O'Brien then being the next head coach whenever Bill Belichick decides to hang it up? That's intriguing, but Bill O'Brien, I mean, just look at Brian Daboll, you know? You look like... You take somebody who is a young quarterback who has lost their way and turn them into something. Not saying that Mac Jones is going to be Josh Allen, but now look at Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
You know, and I think we'll get into that, some of the comparisons when we talk about quarterbacks, pocket passers who have had to work under Joe Judge and then a very competent offensively minded coach.
Yeah, or anyone else.
That kind of holds more weight than anything else in the league.
Yeah, it definitely does. And there's some alarming statistics there when it comes to Joe Judge and his...
So if he wanted to go be a head coach somewhere else, that would be such a resume boost.
Yeah, it definitely would. Scott's on the Cape. Go ahead, Scott. Scott?
Scott!
Yeah, how are
you? Hi, Scott.
Today?
How you doing?
Good. Hey, I'm good. I'm going to take a little exception to the idea that Belichick's team is not an attractive location for an offensive coordinator. I think you have to put yourselves in the shoes of these guys who are shopping for that kind of job. I mean, what are you looking for? You're looking for stability.
Right.
You're going to tell me you're not going to find stability in the ownership in New England and the leadership of Bill Belichick as a coach?
You tell me, did the last two guys running the offense find that to be a good thing, or did that help them, or was that anything that mattered?
Well, look, Bill put in place guys that were experienced at play calling. I don't think it was the best position to put Patricia or Judge in the positions they were put in, but he took a shot at it. He took a shot. He failed. Okay, so you move forward with the next decision. But if I'm an OC and I'm shopping for that job, you're going to tell me I'd rather coach at Chargers than New England?
100%.
No.
100%. The Chargers 100%. Have a good offense with good players. The Patriots don't. That's it. It's as simple as that. If you were going to tell me, wow, the Jets or the Colts or one of those other teams, fine. The Chargers' offense is head and shoulders better than the Patriots. And that's no matter who's the offensive coordinator. If I'm looking to boost my offensive credentials, I would want to do it with all pro caliber player. And the Chargers have that. They do. I'm sorry. Maybe not all pro, but definitely Pro Bowl. The Patriots, I mean, come on. Patriots are barely getting votes. Like, that's not even close. That's not even close to me. Of course, you do the Chargers.
If you take this job as the new Patriots offensive coordinator, and I mean, statistically, the Patriots ranked at the very bottom in the vast majority of offensive stats this year. If you took a team that was 28th to 15th, 14th, God forbid they end up lower part of the top 10, that's a great thing that you can put on your resume.
I think it is.
I took this trash bag of an offense and I unlocked
and I made
the potential.
Mediocre?
Yeah, no, I unlocked the potential of it. And in my first year, this is just what I did in my first year, as opposed to not getting the kind of leeway that you might be getting with the Chargers, where, yeah, Brandon Staley might have one more year. They might just decide to blow everything up if they have a repeat of last year. I think there is so much more room for growth if you're coming here with the Patriots, and you don't even need to do that well at it to convince people, hey, I'm clearly qualified.
I think it comes down to Herbert with the Chargers, Shaw, more than anything. You know, he's an incredibly talented special quarterback, and you can unlock more potential there. Like, there's just more potential with that quarterback than any of these other jobs. So if you're looking at what quarterback do I want to work with, that's the clear answer.
Yeah, no question about it.
If you're looking at what coach do I want to work with, do I want to work with the best coach in NFL history, which does play into a lot of these coaches' determinations. If you talk to them about when they take these jobs, Bill Belichick absolutely still holds weight. Absolutely.
All right, 617-779-7937. There's your phone number. Dan Orlovsky joins us next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.